Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
We've got something.
Ooh. Good afternoon, people with ears.
Now, a new sound. Very melodic.
A nice slice of psych.
A good, solid sound.
This is a music show, is it?
Yeah.
The music.
Oh, no, could I to be cruel?
The instruments.
Just like a giant Twix.
The voices.
Guess what my name is? It's Joey Page.
And it's ready to go.
Wow, you know.
Now, play it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Joey Page Show. It's the last show of the year. It's not quite a Christmas special, but it kind of is a Christmas special. It is the last show of the year, so it's kind of a year in review, but it's not really a year in review. It's going to be a bit different to the usual show that we do, but also pretty much the same. It's a bit like you in the office at Christmas time when you think, I'm going to do the usual amount of work, but maybe I'll wear something a bit Christmassy or eat loads or drink during office hours. Or maybe give a touch on the arm to someone special that you've had your eye on in the office for a long time and see if they want to meet you for a drink at the Christmas party. That's what kind of show we've got lined up. That's what kind of a show we've got lined up for you today. Let me explain a little bit more. I can't say that I was in a very festive mood when I arrived at the studio today until something magical happens that happens. It's happened a few years in a row, and it's not something that I come to count on or think is going to happen, and completely had forgotten about because of the week that I've had, which I'm going to talk to you about at length in a minute. But when you arrive into the studio, and listener Michelle has sent in a fine array of booze for me and my guest and production team to have at during the show, it really does brighten the mood. So thank you, Michelle, first of all, for all the booze that you've sent in, because it's been a tough old week for Paige. I know I wasn't here last week because I was trying to drive to Cornwall and back in a day and then have an hour's sleep and then go and do a little presenting job on an hour's sleep. All of that was fine. Then at the end of the week, before that, I went to see Liam Gallagher at the O2 with the dear wife, Yanina, and we had a great time once we could get into the O2, which I'll talk about later on. I'm sure you might be able to assume that that's going to end up in the barometer somewhere, the trials and tribulations of trying to get into a venue that you actually, God forbid, have bought tickets and paid for. But then we went, as part of my wife's belated birthday celebrations, we went to Amsterdam for a nice weekend, or so we thought, until I arrived and horrifically got mugged at knife point by five guys, and they took all of my wife and I's belongings. They took our bags, they took my mobile phone, and we basically spent 3 days in Amsterdam in just the clothes that we arrived in. So that really put not only a bit of a dampener, it was quite scary that, you know, this group of guys sort of chased us a bit. They managed to get in between me and my wife and sort of surrounded her. And there's a really horrible kind of experience to have. And really hard to pick it up after that for the rest of the time that we was there. But the Sunday, we really had a good old go at that. We went to see Marika Hackman, who was absolutely spellbinding on the Sunday night. But obviously, as you can imagine, that didn't really put me in the mood for a festive special today. But as I've arrived, the booze is here. We got some baby bells in the studio. We got some popcorn and some Quality Streets and some plantain chips, which Abby has brought in, and they're one of the best snacks that we've had on the show in the past year. So we're going to be having at it, but I'm not going to be doing it on my own today. I've got Tom from Husky Loops. You'll remember I had them on the show back possibly just before I went to the Edinburgh Festival, and they were great guests. We've got Tom from the band in to co-host the show with me today. Today, as I said, is a little bit of a Christmas special, a little bit of a year in review. We're going to be talking to Tom about our favourite albums of the year. We're going to kind of trade some albums obviously, most of them are going to be mine because it's my show. Okay, Tom? And also, we're going to be talking about what's going on over the Christmas period for us both. We're also in a very special feature, because I feel that Christmas should be about family. We're going to be speaking to my dad on the phone and playing out some clips of what I've deemed the albums of the year. Because me and my dad have got very different music tastes. If you remember from the show I did a little while back, he likes Rochford. Okay, who I've got to take him to see in April. So we're going to play him some little bursts on the show today of some of the albums of the year and see if he agrees with me that they are good. I'm suspecting he's going to disagree quite strongly with some of them. But that's all the fun of Christmas. You get to argue with your family a bit and eat and drink too much. And today's show is no exception. So that's what's coming up on the show. I would start with a song, but like I said, you know, at Christmas when nothing really, no one ever really does their job properly, I've got no music on my screen. So let me just deal with that quickly. Let's play something by our co-host today, Tom from Husky Loops. He's going to be joining me in the studio. So let's have a little refresher. Husky Loops' album, I Can't Even Speak English, came out in August. If you'll remember, it is an album cover which is blank so that you can create your own album cover. And I've got a little feature based on that later on the show as well. And also, just finished their Bring the Prosecco tour. So, very excited to get Tom in. So let's have some Husky Loops and then we'll get him in the studio and we'll start the Christmas special off properly. But here is Everybody Is Having Fun, Fun, Fun But Me.
Okay. You a happy with your life that way, happy with life this way. No one makes a sound in pain. You drinking and cheering away, snorting some cheap cocaine. Nature thinks it's course that way. And me, I think way too much. Worry about how long it lasts. Ruining my own Christmas. All my friends are tired of that. I even love that girl too much. Spend my money, eat won't last. Fell sick on the bus. Feel you go too fast.
Having fun. up too fast.
There we go. That is Husky Loops. And everyone's having fun, but me. A song that we played when they were in with us in July from the album. I can't even speak English. Tom, how you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Good.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So, yeah, how's it going?
All good. Really good. We're just getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And, we're gonna have a good old proper chat about Christmas.
Yes.
In a few moments' time. But first of all,
the studio's amazing right now.
It's very festive. There's literally no expense spent on the Christmas lights. They're from Poundland.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. Yeah. Why spend more when you don't have to?
Exactly. Poundland is amazing.
It can be. And we've got some Christmas beers which have been sent in by a listener called Michelle. So what
amazing.
Let's start there with the beer. What do you want? Where do you want to start?
With the beer?
Yeah, you help yourself to one.
Yes.
Tell us what we've got over there.
So we've got IPA. We've got... what is this? This has got Father Christmas on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be the one.
That's the one you're going for?
Yeah.
Just blind, okay. Where's the bottle opener? There.
And
I'm going to grab...
What are you going to grab?
I'll just grab this one at random. No, I'm not. What's this one? Oh,
that looks
okay.
All right. Yeah.
We're going to have a beer that is infused with some port. So by the end of this second link of the show, I probably won't be able to speak. cheers.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For coming in. So, before we get into all the Christmassy stuff...
Yep.
What's been going on? Let's talk about you. Let's talk about the band.
Right.
And
yes.
And then I will explain to you what's going on in the rest of today's show, as cool. I will to the listeners also, and we'll get into it. But yeah, tell us. You just done a tour?
We finished the tour like a month ago in Italy. So we did the UK run and then European run. And we ended up in our hometown and then Milan. And it was really, really good. And so since then we've been.
And did you have like a lot of like friends and family in Milan?
To be honest, not as much as usual, which is a great thing. You know?
Oh, okay.
Because usually, like the Italian shows were like Bologna, the full, you know, not just families, even just you know friends of
people that,
cousins
yeah.
of friends, and then Milan or cities like that would be empty. Instead, this time it was Bologna, a lot of new people, and Milan completely new people.
Oh, great.
So there was not a single friend that we, you know, so that's a good feeling, you know?
Great.
Yeah, it was really good fun. And then since then we've been like just jamming and focusing on writing new stuff.
Yeah, right.
Because I think that's yeah that our so far our 2020 is planned for, you know, writing and coming up with new stuff and
yeah.
starting thinking of a second album or whatever next we're gonna put mm-hmm. out. So yeah, we just need a lot of time to be together in a room and just come up with shit, with
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And so tell us as well about the podcast, because I know that you're one of the very few bands to have their own podcast.
Yes.
which is brilliant.
But yeah, that was an idea Daniel had with our really good friend and photographer Lily Resta. And they both planned this podcast just as a way of playing our music, you know, our favorite music and chatting about anything. And she's amazing. She has such a good voice. She should be a radio presenter too, you know.
Yeah.
She really should. She
should have brought her in with you.
I know. Next time we'll bring her in. So the podcast started like that, and we've already done 10 shows, and each show as a guest, and then just music from all over the world.
Yeah,
great. It's never just music from one country. Every song needs to be from new countries, every show. So we at the 10th show, it's become kind of harder to find music from Azerbaijan. Or,
yeah, okay. You've
places
picked
like that.
Off all the easy ones.
Yeah, but that's interesting. It's amazing, because then you go on YouTube and you look for the craziest things. And
that was, you know, that was one of the reasons why we reached out to you guys. Not many bands do podcasts. It was like, well, that would be a perfect Christmas guest.
Yes.
So, and here you
even,
are.
Even though I'm not the one that runs it,
but still, it's the band, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, yeah. And so back to the shows that you just did in Italy, in Bologna, and in Milan, right? You said that, you know, the family came, but that wasn't as prominent as before. What do your family think of your music? Because I'm asking this for a specific reason.
They all love it. They all love it. I think they've always been very supportive, and I think even like, you know, I think all of our parents are maybe sometimes it takes a bit more to understand certain influences, like the hip-hop one.
Right, yeah.
But eventually they do like it, you know.
Yeah, so is there something that like, say that your mum or your dad's like, I don't know why you're
sometimes,
doing that.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. But, you know, it's normal. I didn't grow up listening to rap music or hip-hop. I was just straight rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, being around me all the time, they weren't used to certain sonorities or like
right,
so stuff that I've discovered and I fell in love with after moving to London and meeting new people, and you know, so it's like a new sound, let's say, that I've introduced in my life. And so, and I think it's the same for all of our parents.
Yeah, right. And give us a bit of background on your parents. Like, what do they do for a living? How old are they? What, you know, tell us about how they met, because soon on the show we're going to be getting my dad on the show. So it's important that we cover your parents. Amazing. Before we get into mine.
Beautiful. So my dad is a historian of art.
Okay.
So he's an expert on ancient art, medieval art particularly. So he's the director of the Middle Ages museums in Bologna, our hometown.
Wow.
So he's into that. And then my mom is she works in fashion, but she's Argentinian, and she moved to Italy when she was 20 years old, and she ended up working in this fashion brand. And then she kept working there, because she moved to study history of art as well. That's
right,
how she met
okay.
my dad, and in Florence. And then she ended up with a completely different job, and now she still works in fashion.
Yeah, okay.
And they're around 60 years old.
Yeah, okay. So sort of similar to my parents. My dad, I think, is 63, but we'll find out in a minute.
You think? Okay.
I think, I don't know. And because basically, I'm asking you this because. Shortly on the show, in around about 10 minutes' time, we are going to be playing some very short clips of what I've picked as my albums of the year, and he is going to be telling us if he thinks they're any good.
Okay,
But my dad...
What's his taste like?
Well, he normally... I think he listens to the show and skips the music. It's fair to say.
What's his favourite?
Like, he's like, oh, it's so... why'd you play all that depressing music on your show? So you can ask him all these questions.
Amazing.
When he comes on the phone in a
Looking
minute.
Forward.
So so that's what we're gonna do. But before we get into my albums of the year, let's have a little chat about some of yours. So
yes.
I know that we've got some here on the system, but I've tried deliberately not to really look at what we've got of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you maybe tell me about one or two of yours.
Yes.
And then I will then we'll play one in a second.
So I picked some songs, but like two of these songs also represent some great albums
okay.
that came this year. So the first one, it's Skepta and it's Red Room.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the album Ignorance is Bliss. And and this song has had a really big influence on my production.
Right, okay.
You know, because also, you know, outside of the band, you know, between the things I do, I also started making, like, a lot of beats and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
okay,
it's had a really, really huge impact on me. And really, most of the things Skepta's done. But this song and this album particularly, and also, yeah, I've been following him for a few years, and then I went to the show last week, at 2 weeks ago, at the Olympia, and it was amazing. And... you know, and he said, like, I made my album Konnichiwa.
Yeah,
I made it for the scene, to show people what was going on in London.
Mm-hmm.
I made this record for myself, and you can tell it's much more personal, and he just doesn't care about this is grime and this is it's just great music and the lyrics, and you can tell it's way more about his personal stuff, and you know, it's cool. I really admire him. I've always have.
All right. And, well, I tell you, why don't we give that a little play then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because as I said, after the break, we're going to get into some of my albums of the year, and I'm going to kind of say what they all roughly are when we speak to my dad, anyway. But let's first of all, so the Skepta album. Remind me of what it's called.
Ignorance is Bliss.
Ignorance, of course it is. Yes, that's right. So this is one of Tom from Husky Loops' albums of the year, Ignorance is Bliss by Skepta, and this is Red Rum.
Yep.
If I, you get me, pull up, it's mad. Anything I do, Grease, I'm blessed. Yeah. If I pull up on
the strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. I'll slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner. Pull up on the strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. I'll slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner. Touchdown in the city now. She don't wanna go work. She's tryna call in sick. Everybody wanna cash when they see me on stage. MCs wanna call it quits. We ain't watching no screw face. Them man a two face. Definitely ain't with the shits. And my SK's fresher than toothpaste. Lord of the mics and lord of the kicks. I did 9 weeks on the billboard. Now they wanna show interest. This year, man, I tryna cash more checks. Can't have beef on an iPhone X. Can't waste time, cause my time's expensive. Everybody wanna be my arch nemesis. Don't care what the time on your kettle is. It's my time, when I said it, I meant it. Back with another album. Told my account and I'm gonna clean up. Business flight, so I got my feet up. 10 out of 10, says she wanna meet up. Now the boyfriend tryna get me beat up. Ask about me, they will tell you he's sus. Cause I don't beg friend, I can see they're jealous. You can try, but you can't keep up. And if I pull up on the strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner. Pull up on the strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. I'll slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner. 6 million ways to murder. Every day check another one off. It's not every day guns and shanks. More success piss everyone off. We came a long way from I was the Pac-Man with a mouth full of dots. Serving the fiends outside by the shops. With the 38 by the side of my crotch. The feds wanted my whole crew locked up. Either that or a tag on the ankle. Had to come back with a different angle. Leaving the house was a gamble. Mum scared that I wouldn't make it back. Cause I was on the high road chasing cats. Said they want the old Skepta, but they don't really want to see me take it back.
Back to the Knicks, say back selling bricks. Hey, boy singing shots, hey. Your bitch end up missing, hey. Then you start a bitch, hey. AK where they stitch, hey. I wouldn't even wish, hey, that a nigga die, hey. But a nigga die, hey. Why your mama cry, hey. I laugh, hey. Swoosh, what a glock, hey. Caught it in a spot. You was acting like a groupie. You got robbed for your block. Keep, what's a block, hey. That's you, you in hell, hey. Sharks in the water, better know how to swim. Oh, back to the trout, shit.
Strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. I'll slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner. Pull up on the strip, it's murder. Pull up in the whip, it's murder. Pull up on your chick, it's murder. Pull up with a stick, it's murder. Don't give me that burner. I'll slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like what? Slap it like who? Slap it like I Turner.
We go, that's Skepta and Red Rum from one of Tom from Husky Loops' albums of the year. And we were just talking off air, me and Tom, about how you guys spent some time with some of the people that work close to Skepta while you was out in South by Southwest. So yeah, tell us a bit about that.
So we were in Austin, Texas this March, and we were introduced to a few artists, including Jammer and Frisk and Shorty, who are all part of Boy Better Know, and it's the collective of Skepta and Jamie. And so it was really inspiring because we started going to the studio with them every night. Instead of going partying in Austin, we would end up spending the whole night until 6 a.m. in the studio, making music, making beats with all these guys. And it was really, really good. And, you know, it had a big influence on us. And yeah, and so and obviously Skepta is like, you know, represents the movement around the world. You know, now that he's becoming successful in America and all over the world, it's really inspiring.
Yeah, and like you said, basically it's a move. It's kind of like the first real live movement that you've come up in contact with, like personally. Like for me, growing up, it would have been Garage, which was like the precursor to grime, and then also like grunge as well, but luckily for you, you're a bit younger than me, so this is like this is the first real sort of
authentic
movement.
It feels like a scene that it's really started from nothing and it's becoming massive and very influential and it's great.
Yeah, and I think it's so important for people to have something that they can latch onto like that. Like for me growing up as well, Oasis was almost like Britpop was its own movement back in the day. Someone that we're going to be speaking to very shortly. For my dad, it was like reggae and ska and two-tone. Nice. So, I think it's getting rarer and rarer as you know what the music industry is like. It's becoming so sanitized that
absolutely. Like, yeah. I grew up listening to Arctic Monkeys and Libertines and all the British indie bands, but it doesn't feel the same.
No.
To this level of thing. This scale.
And so and obviously that leads us on nicely to something that you've just released as well with Fusion, the Fresh Off Tour track that's appeared on Spotify. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
So basically through meeting these people in Austin, these amazing artists, we met other amazing artists, even younger ones that have been pushed and helped by the Boy Better Know collective and people around it. And so we met Fusion and we met SPK, who both were on tour with us.
Mm.
They were our support acts and they also jumped on stage with us, and they really made a difference for our tour. They really brought the level of energy to the next level.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so Daniel produced this track of Fusion called Fresh Off Tour, which is about the tour, and I think it's the first grime track to mention Tiramisu in a song. You know, because we took him to Italy, you know, so he came to Milan and Bologna and you know, he had the food and everything, and so yeah, it was really amazing.
Well, when we get into a little section that we're gonna do about Christmas, remind me to ask you about tiramisu because I'm obsessed with it at the moment, and that is gonna be something that my wife is gonna make Christmas Day. So I'm gonna have to get some insider tips from your Italian heritage on that. But what we're gonna do now is I'm gonna play a song from one of my albums of the year, of which there are many, and if we run out of time, then I'm going to just kind of start going, right, here's three, you pick one, because we're undoubtedly not going to have time to play them all. But let's play a song by one of my favourite shows of the year. I went to see these guys play this particular track in Brighton, because I had a week off the show, so I think it's been since I was last in here. Has it been since I was in here? Or did I talk about going to see Temples when I was in here? I don't know. I've either talked about it or I've not talked about it, but it has happened. Me and the wife, we went down to Brighton. We really, like, had a feast of gigs. We went to see Liam Gallagher, then we went to see Temples, then we went to see Marika Hackman, all in the space of about 9 days. So I'm going to play one of the standout tracks from Temple's new album, their album Hot Motion. It's one of my albums of the year. This is Atomize, which is completely different to most of the stuff that you'd expect from Temple's, and was amazing for them to play live. Really changed the dynamic of the live show when they hit this one out the park. So this is Atomized by Temples from one of my albums of the year, Hot Motion. After this, we'll be speaking to Mr. Michael Page to see what he thinks of my music choices from the year 2019.
Let's
There we go. That is Atomize by Temples, one of my albums of the year from the album Hot Motion. Tom, how are you feeling about that?
I was really, really good.
Good.
It was really heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only really that one song on the album that's that heavy. It's still exactly what you'd expect from Temples. But there's a couple which have been written by Adam, who, you know, surprise, surprise, is also my friend.
Yes.
Who has written some really interesting and different songs on the album, I think, too, particularly. That's one of them. And, yeah, that made a real difference at their live show, I thought, when I saw him in Brighton. But, unfortunately, Tom, it's not your opinion that matters, nor mine,
no.
Especially not in my house, because I'm going to be hosting Christmas this year, right? And I will be in charge of the jukebox when people come around for Christmas. And somebody who will probably despair quite a lot of that is Mr. Michael Page, my father. Hello, Daddy.
How we doing, young Joe?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Hello, Michael. This is Tom.
This is Tom.
I'm Tom. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. So are you from, Tom?
I'm good.
What band is it?
From Husky Loops.
Husky Loops, yeah.
Oh, I ain't got any of yours, but I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's good.
Their album cover, see what you think about this, was completely blank so that you could draw your own.
Oh, sounds good to me.
There we go.
Yeah, it came with a pen
as
well.
With a free pen.
Yeah, with a marker.
Comes with a free pen.
Yeah. With a free marker. Right. And
I shall definitely purchase.
Are you putting on your posh phone voice, by the way?
Could be. What one do you want?
Just your normal one.
Right, go on then, mate. Go on then. Yeah.
So, you know
what's happening here, don't you?
No, I know you're at work and you're not doing anything.
Am I ever doing anything?
No.
Well, there you are. But listen to this. Yeah. This is what's happening, isn't it, with this comedy and radio shows and all this lark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's getting their dads involved.
Yeah, I know you're angry for a football show, aren't you?
And you've got that Ramesh, or whatever his name is.
Ramesh.
Yeah, Ramesh. He's got his mum and his dad and all that going on.
Yeah.
Then you've got the other one, haven't you?
Jack
Whitehall, Beckett. He was on the old Royal Variety last night.
What's he doing with his mum and dad?
His mum and dad were in the audience, so they got a mention.
Yeah, that's not the same, is it?
No, but that's going to be the next one on, isn't it? Listen. Beckett's lot.
Yeah.
He's already got them involved on the Royal Variety performance, they've been seen.
And now here you are on the Royal Radio Station Fubar Radio.
Then you've got the other one with a soppy name, haven't you?
Russell Howard.
He's done it the other way round, haven't you? Roman. Yeah.
Roman Kemp.
Yeah, he's done it the other way round. His mum and dad got him on, but there you go, that's another thing, and they've spun it round, haven't they? But there you are. But anyway.
Tom, in Italian celebrities and stuff, is there a trend for this where people are getting their parents on because they can't come up with any better ideas?
Let me think. Probably. I mean, I haven't watched Italian TV or followed anything that's happening there in a while.
Fair enough.
You know, but probably could, yeah.
So, what we've got you on to do, Mickey boy, is...
Come on then, let's have it.
I'm going to run you through some of my albums of the year, in fact, all of them, and some that you'll be hearing Christmas Day, no doubt.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see what, you know, this is your chance to have your say.
All right, then, mate, looking forward to it. You know what I'm going to say.
Well, I know, that's why you're on here, really.
to half of them, they need to liven up a little bit. Can we want something Christmassy? Don't we want something a bit lively, mate?
We're not playing Husky Loops. Which is in my list of album of the years because I don't want to fall out with Tom early on in the show.
If I'm getting a free pen, mate, I'm sure it's fantastic. That's it, done.
Okay, so here we go then. We'll start with the one that we just played then.
Didn't sound that good to me. There you go, I only got the tail end.
Well, here we go. Here's a little clip for you. This is Temples.
Yeah, go on then.
There we go.
Yeah, sounds a bit Christmassy, a bit choirish, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, might do it for Christmas, but can't say.
It doesn't have to be for Christmas. It's just like this is like.
It's coming up to Christmas, so one won't be bad. If I'm getting this round your house, that sort of be all right, perhaps instead of the Queen's speech or something like that.
How many pigs in blankets out of 10 do you want to give it?
It's nothing to do with Christmas, you just said.
Well,
but
I know, but I'll get you to rate them.
All right, then. Pigs in blankets. Out of 10, am I doing?
Yeah.
I'll, because it's a bit choiry and all the rest of it, I'll give that a... We go for a 6 there.
6, okay. Lovely stuff.
Ooh, wow.
All right. Yeah. Let's see, where are we going to go next? I'm going to build up to this one because I don't want to get offended when you don't like it. So let's go next for Puma Rosa. Okay, you ready for this?
Puma Rosa, right, okay, go on.
Yeah, have a little listen.
Here's a blast, go on.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, only a snippet, isn't it?
Well, that's what we had a beer all day.
Yeah, all right.
Use your instinct.
Well, that didn't sound bad, did it?
That's from the album Devastation. Yeah?
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, no, I'll give that.
How many mince pies?
Mince pies now? Okay, mince pies. Well, I've got to leave a couple over for your mother, haven't I, obviously? So let's have a little thing. I'm
going to
go 7 for that.
7
mince pies, yeah.
Okay, so Tom, is that an album that you've heard?
I haven't.
At all?
No.
Well, we'll play some of that later, but are you aware of Puma Rosa's work?
Not really. I heard the name, but I've never listened to them.
Yeah, I think because they're very, like you, they're very diverse, all over, all their stuff is all over the place. So, but also, if at any point we play something that you are aware of and you disagree with the old man on the end of the phone,
then you make sure you
tell him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Father.
The old man on the end of the phone?
Yeah.
He could be going in a minute anymore. That'll carry on, I'll tell ya.
What's all that beeping in the background, by the way? Where are you?
I'm at work. I ain't got no beeping going on.
All right. Sounds like someone's hoovering or something.
Oh, no. There's a humming noise coming out of one of the machines. I'll move down here a bit.
No, is that supposed to be happening? Where are you hiding?
I ain't hiding. Apart from your mother.
Next up, let's go for a band called Mean Jeans.
Mean Jeans?
Yeah, you know, like what you wear, jeans.
Yeah, your denim.
Yeah. Mean Jeans. They're a post-punk band, so I think you might like this.
Let's go.
This is a clip called... I Fell in a Bog.
Happened to me many a time. Go on, let's go.
Okay, here we go. Into the bog, could it be true? Into the bog, I fell back in love with you. There we go.
Yeah, that's not bad, yeah. I'll go with that one.
All right, Tom, give us some Christmas paraphernalia. You can mark this out of 10.
Oh, can I give you an Italian one?
Yeah.
Okay, panettone.
Oh, panettone.
Yes. That's
panettone.
My favorite.
Panettone?
Yeah.
Right. Of course, it's how many panettones?
Out of 10.
Right, how many panettones? I'm going upwards, so I'm going to go 8 there.
8. We're doing quite well here.
Yes.
Aren't we? That's from the album Gigantic Psych by Mean Jeans. They're from Portland, Oregon.
Right.
All right. So if you like that, get yourself down to our price, pick up a copy.
All right then, mate, yeah.
Right, now this one, I think we could fall out possibly, because I think this is my favourite album of the year, pretty much. I haven't quite made that decision yet, but I'm pretty
sure. Just tell me who it's by first, and I'll tell you.
Ty Segall.
All right, I ain't heard of this one.
Well, did you not listen to my Ty Segall special that I did a few weeks ago? Did you miss that week?
No, I don't miss any weeks. I'm your number one listener.
You just don't listen to any of the actual music?
No, it depends if I like it or not. Man, I ain't no good, am I? Don't forget, I'm old, Joe. The memory ain't good, is it?
Well, this is from... So, Ty Segall. Do you like Ty Segall?
I love Ty Segall.
Right,
yeah.
So I went to see him with producer Abby, and it was my favourite gig I've ever been to.
Wow.
Right? So intense and brilliant. And he's 32, and he's had 10 albums out already.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So this one is from the album called First Taste, and this song's called Self Esteem. Michael, have a little listen.
We all need a bit of that.
Okay, here we go. Now, I feel like assistant producer Will has deliberately picked a clip that you would not like for that.
Well, I think Will's hit it on the head there. Yeah, that's like, but I didn't.
No,
oh, bit more. Thank you.
No.
Right. Well, I can imagine it's better live than it is on the little snippet that I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far. From what I heard of it, it's got to be the worst one so far.
Okay, so how many... What's your least favourite quality street?
Well, at the moment, because I'm having my teeth done up at the old hospital, I've got to go for that... The flat toffee thing.
How many toffee pennies out of ten are you giving that?
I'm going to go for... Seeing that's the worst one so far, I'm going to have to go four, I'm afraid.
Four. Ooh, okay. Well,
and they're a lot. Anyway, they're a long way away, so they can't do much, can they?
Well, what, Ty Segall?
Yeah. Which side of camp room?
I haven't yet, but he is from California, so.
There you go. See, I'm up with it, aren't I? You don't know what I know, Joe.
While we're down this end of the spectrum, let's go for this one because I can't imagine you're going to enjoy this, but I don't want to put words into your mouth. This is Wovoka Gentle. Yeah. From their album Start Clanging Cymbals, and this song is called Puskatawny Phil.
Oh, well, okay.
What do you think about that?
It could get better. I reckon that might not be that bad as it goes.
It's a very experimental album. Yeah,
I know. What's it called? Symbol? Something symbol?
The album's called Start Clanging Cymbals.
I didn't hear one.
No, didn't hear one.
Good point.
So, for that reason, he's going to jump in.
How many baubles? Baubles.
Right. We're going six there.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because I think that might have got better. And if they'd have clanged the cymbals, they'd have been up there. They've been in the eights.
All right, we've got a couple more.
Right, go on then.
So
I'm late home, and I'm stuck in all the traffic, dark the tunnel. Go on.
Yeah, well, you know, this is your big showbiz chance.
The price for fame, isn't it?
I know what's going to happen. I'll come back in January. I won't have a show, and it'll be you and Tom.
Yeah,
exactly. I'll bring me and Tom can make this.
Yeah. All right, so Tom. Do you know these guys? They're called Crushed Beaks.
No.
This is very close. I think for me, it's between this and Ty Segall for my favourite this year. So
nice. Where are they from?
They are from London. And this is their second album. This song is called Redshift. Let's have a little listen to this. That's from the album The Other Room, which is out now. Saw them at their album launch party in a record shop in Hackney. Think they've got a little bit of a sort of blurry kind of feel to them.
I was about to say, that's Damon Albarn singing in 1992.
Right. Yeah. So, what do you reckon to that, Michael?
I've heard them before.
Yeah.
Probably on your show, I've heard of them anyway. I've heard their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. As you say, it's a little bit blurrish.
How many tiramisus? We'll go for another Italian Christmas thing here. How many tiramisus for Crushed Beaks?
You do know I mean that as Timmy and Sue's. So I'm going to have to go with Timmy and Sue's, right? And I've got that down as an eight. As it goes.
An eight.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. up there with Mean Jeans for Michael Page's album of the year, based on the 8-second clips that we've played him.
That's it.
Right, two more then.
Come on.
This one is Drenge, who we had on the show back in, I don't know, I want to say April? Who knows? But this is Drenge. Let's see what you think. This is from a track called Autonomy. Ready? There we go. That's Drenge from the Strange Creatures.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. It's all right, but it seems there's some of that already about, isn't there, for the sound of it to me.
Okay.
So what's this getting counted out as?
Hang on. Well, Tom, what do you think?
They used to be amazing. The first album was really good.
Yeah.
After that, I'm not a huge fan.
Okay.
But maybe I didn't listen to this album
properly. No, that's all right.
I'll have another listen.
Okay, so what do you reckon? Tell me how many brand new Christmas Day jumpers worn down the pub by people that they got as presents are you giving this out of 10?
Well, how many in the band?
Two.
Three now.
Three now, but two. Three.
Three. Right, well, I'm going to give that, with two jumpers left over, the spares, guys are getting their dinner down it, I'll give that a five.
A five, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, the reason, don't hold this against her, but the reason why all my stuff got stolen on Saturday, because we went to Amsterdam to watch Marika Hackman on Sunday, this is Marika Hackman from her album Any Human Friend, and this is I'm Not Where You Are. Now, what do you reckon to that? We're gonna go. Is this the last one? Save the best category for last for you. John Smith's out of 10.
Oh,
it's his favourite. Have you ever had a can of John Smith's before?
Don't think so.
It tastes remarkably like this, actually.
Okay.
Which you're welcome to try. It's not amazing.
Yeah. I do love a drop of John Smith's. As it goes, so there's half a chance I ain't going to give him anything.
Because we want them all for yourself.
That's it. And I've got matching socks, don't forget.
Yeah.
Me John Smith socks, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'm happy to admit this on air. Last year, so John Smith's is like a British beer that is only popular in the north of England, really, these days.
Mm-hmm.
And in their big sort of Christmas packs of beer, they were giving away free John Smith socks.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't really fancy buying the whole pack of beer, so I just took the socks out and put them in the trolley. Just put them through.
Fair enough.
And give me them for Christmas. And that,
somewhere.
And that is all he got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Stolen socks.
So,
there you are.
Marika Hackman, stolen John Smith's socks out of 10. Any Human Friend?
Right, well, to me, it sounded like a little bit of a Eurovision Song Contest song.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
Right? And because it got you in so much bother the weekend, I'm only going to go for a four.
Oh, dear.
Harsh.
Oh, well. Wow. I mean, would it... be careful what I say, but would it interest you to know that it's quite a sexual album? It's quite a lot about exploring the female body.
Oh, it's a 10 then.
Well, there we go. So some of those albums you'll be hearing on Christmas Day. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a complete disaster.
No.
No.
No. Well, not once I've got the John Smith down me neck.
Now, I'm going to quickly... I'm going to take my headphones off. I'm not going to listen to this. But I think Tom would like to ask you about what Christmas Day is going
to
be like
with me
in charge of the food.
Okay, yeah. And also what kind of music you're into.
Yeah, and that as well. Yeah. Should have done
right,
that. Go.
Fire away, Tom.
Okay, so first of all, what kind of music are you into? Like, what's your favourite artist and what did you grow up listening to?
I grew up really listening to sort of reggae-based music.
Nice.
Sort of through my brother, who's 4 years older, so he brought the music into the house, and it was reggae, sort of Trojan.
He's saying reggae, Tom. Just in case you understand what I'm saying.
Like, what kind of artist? What kind of reggae artist?
In them days, Desmond Dekker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What about Mikey Dread?
Oh, I don't know. That might be a bit later on, is it?
He was a guy
Bob
that.
Marley?
Okay, yeah. No, Mikey Dread is really good. He worked with the Clash a lot.
Oh, he's, right, yeah.
That's how I knew about him because he made a lot of. Yeah, but. Sorry, go on.
And the Clash are good, yeah, the Clash, yeah.
Tom, have you ever heard of Roachford?
No.
This is who I'm taking him to see as a Father's Day present.
Oh, nice.
Roachford. Look him up.
Right, now, this is what we've got on in the background.
Yeah.
This is a band he loves.
Yeah.
Well, it's just one bloke now.
It's just one bloke.
Well, he's always just one bloke. But I've always wanted to see him live. He's been about the years, and I've heard him live, you know, on the
every time I go around his house, right, and he's playing like a playlist, and every time he comes on, my dad will go, this is him, he's live, listen, he's doing it live.
Yeah, you can't beat it live, can you?
Sounds so, very 80s.
Yeah.
But good.
So this is the kind of thing, it was a cross between this, Ian Dury, Rolling Stones, that's the kind of stuff I grew up listening to.
Nice.
Later years, he's gone to pot, and he started playing things like, who do you like now? What new artists do you like?
Oh, well, I don't know, really. New artists? Well, I don't. I still like to go back to my town, the Motown.
Yeah, I know, but when I come around, you're always playing some old rubbish, like... Likewise, James Morrison?
Joe. James Morrison's all right. What's the matter with you? It's not bad, is it?
Abby loves music. James Morrison as well.
See? There you go.
All right, well...
But anything with a bit of life in it, that's what you want.
Well, we're not too dissimilar, are we? Look, see, we've... What a compromise at Christmas.
Yeah, but yours is a bit dowdy. You just want to kick up the arse after the stuff you play. it needs to get going a bit.
Well, that's a great advert for the rest of the show, isn't it? Well, look, we'll let you go, because I know you've got to get through the Blackwall Tunnel.
Yeah.
Dartford Tunnel, wherever you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Michael, it was nice speaking to you.
And to you, Tom. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Why don't you wish all the FUBAR listeners a happy Christmas?
I've already done it once, but they can have another one. A happy John Smith's Christmas to all of FUBAR.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
Especially my boy, my little Jojo, who got me on here. And to Tom. Tom of the band.
Thank you.
Yeah, not my brother Tom. He's done nothing to warrant that. Okay. But at least it goes to show that my dad approves of your name, Tom.
Yes.
There we go. Right. Thanks for coming on. That's filled a bit of time, isn't it?
That's it.
I started coughing then. Right. See you later.
Yep. All right then. I'll see you soon. Yep. Be good.
Thank you for coming on. See you later.
You're welcome. See you later. See you, Tom. Be good.
See you, Michael. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
See you all. Bye.
All right. So let's have a track from my albums of the year. It's quite a little short one, so let's go for this. In fact, is there any, listening to them clips, Tom, is there any that you that's piqued your interest that you haven't heard or you aren't aware of that you'd like to have a full listen to one of the tracks?
So definitely the Temples one.
Yeah.
And also Marika.
Marika, all right, well...
And also another band in between that I'm not remembering right now, but I'll ask you later. The Portland one.
Mean Jeans.
Yes.
All right, let's play that then, and then, because when we come back, we're going to do the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. But this is I Fell Into a Bog by Mean Jeans from their album Gigantic Psych, which I don't think will be on a lot of music journalists' albums of the year list because it's quite an unknown to a lot of people. So maybe if you're going to check any out, this should be one that you go and check out, because I don't think it'll have made a lot of lists, but it is very, very good. This is I Fell Into a Bog by Mean Jeans. It's short and sharp, so if you're making a cup of tea or something, be back here in 1 minute 27.
Into the bog, could it be true? Into the Foobar Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got a legend of Ealing, Andrew Levy from the Brand New Heavies.
Hi guys.
What was it like working with Mr. Ronson?
It took me a year to realise that if I write him an email that's longer than 7 words, including not having my name underneath it or a hello on the top, he will never reply. So it took me
you worked out to the exact science of seven words. On.
7 words.
Where's the song?
That's brilliant.
Anytime soon?
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
All right, so we are here on the Joey Page Show. It's the end of year show, the last show of the year, because everybody at FUBAR loves to have a really long Christmas holiday. We're doing the Christmas special on the 11th of December. So we didn't want to make it too Christmas specially, but we are going to make it quite Christmas specially for this section. As I say, as I'm scrambling across my keypad to get some Christmas music up. And I will be later on in the show playing that Jack White, Meg White Silent Night thing that I play every year. So look out for that. But we're going to have a chat now about Christmas. And kind of, I want to know about your Christmas, Tom.
Yep.
Because I do this every year. So the people listening, they know a lot about my Christmas. But I want to know about your Christmas. So... Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what a sort of Italian / Argentinian husky loopsy Christmas is.
Yeah. So I think it's a very typical Italian Christmas. I mean, the most interesting thing is probably the food, I guess, because other than that, we're just gathering, you know, like everyone else does.
So is it a bit like some other European countries where Christmas Eve is quite a big thing?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's, for me, since I was a kid, it always happened. The excitement was around the Christmas Eve, like the dinner and the presents, like always on the 24th of December.
Mm.
And we have a big dinner, you know, with the whole family and stuff, and I mean it's pretty standard, but you know, it's always nice,
and
we always eat tortellini, by the way, on the lunch on the Christmas day. So there's always, every family has tortellini in brodo, which is in the broth, you know.
Okay,
as opposed
like a
to
soup.
The, yeah, as opposed to the creamy ones. There's one with the cream, and then there's one with broth.
Right,
and they're typical.
And is that filled?
Yes.
Yeah, so what do you normally put inside it?
With meat, with pork. But you know, it's kind of, I think it's all over Italy, but Bologna, where we're from, where the three of us are from, it's the home of tortellini.
Right.
So it's even a bigger tradition. Like, so in the days before Christmas, you will see all these massive queues of people outside of the pasta. And it's like,
because you have to have it freshly made. You can't just go
exactly
down.
Exactly. And there's like two or three shops of this old ladies just making the pasta by hand, and you see the queue of people going to all over the block, and it's beautiful. I mean, that's what Christmas feels like to me, because since I was a kid I saw that happening, and you know, it's a lot related to food. Everything in Italy is very much related to food.
Yeah, right.
And even like my hometown Bologna, the hometown of the three of us, is becoming more and more touristic. So basically now if you go there, compared to where we were growing up, it's full of food everywhere. Every shop is a food place, or wine, or you know, prosciutto place, or tortellini. The whole city, it's cool, but also a bit weird because it's beyond what it used to be like.
Yeah, right. And so, for your family, is there anything specific to your family that you do? Like, for example, the reason why we've got this like toffee popcorn in here for some reason. Christmas Day, right? So when I was a kid, or you know, if I was staying at my parents for Christmas, they're all coming to me this year for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hosting, I'm cooking, and
oh wow!
But the way that it would work is you get up early ish, depending on the night before. Like there was one year where my friends came over to my parents' house, because they all go back to their parents. It's all the same hometown, and we were drinking really late into the night, about maybe 1-2 o'clock in the morning. They are like, right, we're going home. We're going to go, cabs, we're going to leave.
Yeah.
They go to leave the house. The taxi's pulled up. And who jumps out of the taxi that they're getting in? coming the other way, but my dad, right? And they go to get in the taxi. He says, no, where are you going? He says, what, you're not going to have a drink with Mickey Page on Christmas? He dragged them all back in the house. 4 or 5 a.m. Christmas morning, everybody's still there.
Nice.
And then, but anyway, so you, if you haven't had a night like that, you get up, then it'll be all the snacks get put out really early. Crisps, chocolate, everything. Like 10 a.m. that's out and everyone's already like stuffing their faces.
Wow.
Then get up, go to the cemetery to put flowers down for like grandparents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the year that that happened, where we stayed up until like 4 or 5 in the morning, we got to the cemetery and I was sick in the dustbin.
Oh.
That's so hungover.
That's something you always remember for the rest of your life.
Then come back, do presents.
Yeah.
Then go to the pub while the food's cooking. We go to the pub, have a drink, come back, Christmas dinner, television, board games. And then the next day to start again.
What about the Queen's speech?
Nah, we don't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've seen, like, it's very, very different from us now that I think about it. Like, each country has its own very specific way.
And my wife is Polish, so we go to her family's Christmas Eve, which is what I know, and have, like, a big kind of, almost like a Catholic meal of, like, fish and, you know, borscht, which I think is tortellini in that, as it goes. It's like a beetroot soup with, you know, filled pasta in there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
No, one thing that actually came to my mind is what we do. You ever heard of something called presepe?
No.
Which I don't even know the English translation, but it's statues, which can be small or they can be huge, of the nativity.
Oh, okay.
So, like, growing up, now not anymore, but when I was a kid, my dad would always make a presepe, like on a table in the house. It would put all the statues together, but like to an extent that it would be very big, with a lot of like a little lake, like lots of people around, and like the whole village basically. And then if you go to
a couple of artifacts that he stole from the museum,
exactly. No, like there's so many markets around Italy where they sell those. So you see lots of people going and buying all these little statues.
Yeah.
And there's like this church. There's a few churches in Bologna, and there's one very close to where we live. They make this this huge one, so you go and you pay like €2 or something that goes to charity to the church, and then you see the thing huge, happening, yeah. and it's very impressive. I remember going as a kid; it was such a thing. Every day on Christmas Day, you know, before lunch, we would go and you see, like with the you know the light changes, if the night comes, then the rain.
Yeah, oh,
and
wow.
it's actually like real size. It's amazing.
Oh,
and
amazing.
And you know, even in Naples, there's a big tradition of those. It's a very Italian thing, and you know, and
is it right that sometimes in Italy it's quite common for them to be replaced with like figures of famous people?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially in Naples,
who would be a popular person that would replace?
They do it with Maradona a lot.
Okay,
you know? Like because it's.
So what part is he normally playing? Is he Joseph, the donkey, the baby Jesus?
Oh, probably the baby Jesus. But in Naples they do this kind of thing because they have even a bigger tradition than us on that. So it goes mental. Like they bring all of their celebrities, and I think Maradona is the biggest celebrity of Naples. He will always be.
Yeah,
they love him so much, and he's you know, he's always there in their
heart.
Yeah,
of course. Well, that's a nice little Christmas rundown.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you before we play another song is there anything... I don't know if this happens with just my family or whether it's a British thing or whether it's a universal thing, but people in my family, we do like a Christmas list of things that you like. Oh, if you're going to get me a present, get me something from this list because otherwise you're just going to waste your money. Like, people don't know what to buy me at the best of times. So it's like, is there something that you particularly want for Christmas this year?
You know what? I'm struggling.
You're struggling?
I'm struggling. Yeah, I don't, like, yeah, I don't know. I used to do the list as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, the typical
toys.
Like Santa Claus, yeah. But now, actually, this is funny. When I was a kid, I did a list. I feel bad about it, but for my birthday... to all my classmates. We were about 10 years old. And it was my birthday, and they were coming to my birthday, and everyone was asking me, so I made a list for them to go and buy. See, all the CDs, like, I remember it was Iron Maiden and all that stuff. So all the moms went to the shop to buy the CD for me.
But at least you got what you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
And where are those CDs now?
Huh?
Where are they now?
They're in my home.
Oh, they're
all
still gone.
Them, all of them. I got
all my CDs went to charity shops and.
Oh no, I care about.
And
my
then
collection.
I bought a car that's got a CD player, and I was like, oh damn,
why? Yeah, you know. No, but thinking about it, yeah, it's. I think that's it. I mean, I'm struggling this year, but usually I just maybe say a few things to my parents or family.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, have a think. Maybe we'll come to you again before the end of the show. Let's play another song that you've picked out. So is there anything in particular that you'd like to...
So what we're playing, Lizzo.
You want to play Lizzo?
Tempo, featuring Missy Elliott. I have two things to say. First of all, it's an amazing song from an amazing album that blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the song has something with Husky Loops, we made a song called Tempo. This is pure coincidence, and it's very funny. But the song has a riff that sort of has something to, like, it reminds slightly of our riff, and the video, like her logo, it's very similar to the logo of the song about when we made it. So it's just a pure coincidence, but it's very funny, it's a bit of a running joke around the band, and it's.
Maybe you should investigate it. Maybe you're owed some money.
No, it's such a tune, though.
All right, so this is Tempo featuring Missy Elliott by Lizzo, which is Tom from Husky Loops' pick of one of his albums of the year.
I've been waiting for this one. Turn it up!
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity pity pat. Look at my ass, it's fitty fitty fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Pour me a glass, boy, I like my water wet. Throw it back.
Throw it back, good.
Catch that.
Get that.
I need a jack for all of this ass, but it won't go flat. Baby. Come eat some of this cake. He look like he could gain a little weight. Lick the icing off, put the rest in your face. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Boyfriend watching, oh, now you wanna knuckle up. Get on this ride, baby, you gon' have to buckle up. Thick thighs, save lives, call me little buttercup. All means necessary. My ass is not an accessory. Yeah, I said it, accessory. Twerk skills up on legendary. Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Slow songs and skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. All the fly girls head to the dance floor. Kitty cat, kitty cat, brrr. All the thick girls down on the brrr. Ice on my neck like brrr. I'm big bone with nice curve. Look at me, I know I look good. Look good, look good, look good. I'ma show y'all chicks how to do. Yo nigga, he wish he could.
Girl, run that shit back.
There we go. That's Tempo by Lizzo featuring Missy Elliott. That is Tom from Husky Loops' pick. Tom is my co-host. You're listening to the Joey Page Show. We are just in the middle of drinking a very, very spicy number.
Wow.
Really spicy beer. Damn. And
this is very spicy, for real.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how I can, if I'm going to be able to handle that. But it's good to have spicy beer as we come into the most contentious spicy part of the show. What a beautiful, relevant link by me in an old school radio DJ way. It's time for me to tackle, as Tom sits on aghast, we do the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. So, if you've not heard this feature before, you're new to the show, what a show for you to start on if you are new to the show. It's the Christmas special. Welcome. It's the last show of the year, so in the weeks off, why don't you go through the archives, listen to some of the old shows, get up to speed for the new year when I come back. You can also listen to the episode that I did in July with Husky Loops. Tom from Husky Loops is my guest, but at the moment, here we are in the middle of the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever. Basically, I'm going to run you through some things that I think are good or are confusing, which is the whatever section, or annoying, right? Then okay. I'm going to ban one from the show for the rest of the show today. We're going to play something from the top that's my favourite. And then afterwards, I've got a special little extra as it's the last show of the year where you're going to get involved in this as well, Tom, okay?
Nice.
So let's start in the middle with some whatever business, okay? Things I don't really understand or necessarily know if they're a good thing or a bad thing. Let's start here. Serge from Kasabian, it's going to be his 40th birthday, right? Now,
yeah.
How old are you, Tom?
26.
26, right? So your next landmark birthday is 30.
Yeah.
Right? If money was no object, what would you do for your 30th birthday? If you could be as extravagant as you want, what would you do?
Travel. I know that sounds not really.
But so it's one night. Where would you go? What would you
one
do?
Night.
Yeah. Or a weekend. What would you do?
I would hire a palace in Venice.
Okay.
Like one of the really old ones. Like, you know, I actually know the names of those, like Carezzonico or something like that. And I'll hire that for a whole night. With my girl. Yeah.
Oh, just you too.
Maybe.
A romantic romp around the palace.
No, I don't know. Like,
no, it's fine.
Maybe organise a party in there, you know?
Shall I tell you what Serge is doing for his 40th birthday? A man where clearly money is no object. He's going to have a 3-day party on an oil rig. That he's basically going to hire out a disused oil rig and fly people by helicopter to his party.
What a legend.
What a way to go.
That's great.
Not to go, he's not going, but you know, what a way to cap off leaving your young life behind. That's in the whatever section. Also, Idols. They've created their own beer in time for Christmas. Why not? It's just called Idols Signature Brew in collaboration with a company called Shift, I'm not sure. KRFSHT. It's up to you how you want to pronounce it. We've had a few beers, so it could be pronounced in any way imaginable. Something else in the whatever section. Aerosmith are confirmed for Glastonbury.
What?
Oh. That's pricked your ears up.
So what, the legend spot?
I guess so.
Or, no, because I heard someone else had the legend spot.
Well, it's not confirmed which slot, but they are doing it.
So it's Paul McCartney and Aerosmith. That's mad. That's old.
That is old. Yeah, I'm underwhelmed by that. That's why it's in the whatever section. Right, let's move down the table. We're going to look at the things that have annoyed me, that have pissed me off, and we're going to relegate one of them from the show. First of all, I saw on Instagram, and I'm going to try and get this up, so I'm going to ask you a little question and see if you've got any dealings with this kind of thing. Crushed Beaks, who have got one of my albums of the year, they posted on Instagram, I don't know if anybody listening saw this, about how basically they got asked by a big corporate company to do a gig, but then said that they couldn't pay them any money. So I don't know if this is the sort of thing that you come in touch with from day to day.
But sometimes, yeah.
Basically, he's posted, Matt from Crush Beaks, this is, has posted his reply to the email. And blanked out who the company is, so we won't know. But thanks, but we're going to decline in this case. I understand it might not be up to you, but it seems wrong to not get paid when the client is a profit-making company with a £6 billion pound annual turnover. Wow. In order to keep live music alive and thriving, which is what you said the project is about, I feel like you should possibly be paying the artist that you're asking to do this. So whoever that is, shame on you. You are right down the bottom and in contention for being banned from the show. We can't ban you from the show because we don't know who you are, but if I knew who you was, you'd be banned from the show. I tell you who is getting banned from the show this Christmas festive edition of the Joey Page radio show is the O2. The venue, the O2. So I went there to see Liam Gallagher, right? Now, I was slightly underwhelmed by the support. I'm not going to lie. I didn't really want to see Miles Kane again, right? So we went in like one of the little bars in the O2, like in the big dome. But an hour before Liam was on, we thought we'll head in. We queued for over an hour to get in the door and miss the beginning of his set. You queued up for an hour to get into the O2. You have to go through airport security. There were sniffer dogs. It was a complete and utter shambles. So, bearing in mind that I paid for the tickets. It's not like I was trying to buy a ticket or I was trying to, you know, get in on a guest pass. If you've paid for tickets and you type an hour before what you want to see, you should be able to see the whole of the show. O2, you got to sort your life out. You
banned.
Are banned from the show for today. Now, we'd like to end this section on... Oh, no, there's something else. I forgot about this. Jack Black and Jack White are collaborating together.
Yes.
Yuck, yuck, disgusting. What an awful piece of news. Well, how do you feel about this, Tom?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I get you. I get what your reaction, but at the same time, is it Jack Gray or something? What is it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter if it's black or white.
I mean, I love those two guys, so, you know. And I understand your reaction, I'm saying.
I feel like Jack White has massively fallen from grace in the last calendar year for me.
In the last calendar year, I could understand.
I feel like he's really lost his relevance and his potency. And this is not something I want to see. He's not. I mean, working with a comedy guy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
So what was the last album this year or last year?
I don't know. It's probably last year, but I think I saw him and it was,
That was very adventurous, but like, yeah, I don't know.
No. Yeah, it wasn't for me. But also, it felt like when I saw him live, he was trying to construct it so that people couldn't have a good time. He'd play a song that everybody really wanted, then an instrumental that nobody could really dance to or, you know, and it was like stop, start the whole gig.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
Anyway, but up the top end, we've already covered the Idols beer. Also, Tyler the Creator is headlining Lovebox and Parklife. Now, he is an artist that I'd love to see live. He's one of few that I've not actually seen live that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. I'm desperate to see. Is there anybody that you've never seen, Tom, that you would really love to see live that you've never seen?
Yes, definitely. Like in terms of new artists, Brockhampton,
okay,
is one of them. Tyler is one of them. Who else? I'd say those two for now. Okay. But there'll be many more. But
Now on David Bowie's birthday, which is coming up, I'll mention this when we come back from Christmas as well. There is going to be a live 3D 365 degrees experience, an immersive experience held at the National Space Centre Planetarium, which I believe is up somewhere near Leicester. That's going to be on the 10th and 11th of January, and that looks very exciting indeed. Tickets range from £15 to £30, and I feel like that's something that I'm going to have to definitely go and see. It sounds amazing.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's basically, there's not many. It's a two-night performance by a five-piece David Bowie tribute band. And it's going to be, basically in 360 degrees, fully immersive all around you. That sounds pretty good to me.
It does.
Anyone else come in?
Have you seen the exhibition years ago?
No, I'd missed it. But I went to see the musical. That he wrote.
Oh, the Lazarus.
Yeah, which was amazing.
Wow, yeah.
So me and my wife, we got engaged in Berlin on what would have been his 70th birthday because we're big David Bowie fans. So,
beautiful.
Yeah. So this seems like the kind of thing that... Well, that's a Christmas present for the wife, isn't it? She's not going to listen. She doesn't listen to the show anymore. She's past that stage. But, yeah, so there we go. If you want to know what I'm getting the wife for Christmas, that's one thing. I'm going to do it probably during a song today so it doesn't sell out. But top of the shop on the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever today, which we're going to play a song of, also one of my albums of the year. It all ties in so nicely because I've got such a good production team here on the show. As I mentioned, over the weekend, went to see Marika Hackman. Now, you'll remember that I did a Ty Segall special a few weeks ago in honour of how great the show was, and that was my favourite show of all time. However, there's something that Marika did that I really celebrated Ty Segall for doing, which was being able to change gears mid-set so seamlessly. Like, at points, the crowd were really going mental. At other points... everybody was just like captivated by her. She started the set on her own. She didn't have her band. She came out one spotlight, played a song just on her own, and that was a really amazing way to start a show, I thought. Normally people start all guns blazing, but this
is a great dynamic.
Yeah, really great. And then at one point she did a Joni Mitchell Christmas song called Rivers. She did a cover of that, and that was one of the most beautiful things I've seen live. So, I think it's only fitting that we make her the top of the barometer today.
Can I just give a shout out to Marika's guitarist, Matt Taylor, who's, you know, the best tour manager in the world, and our brother. We love him.
Well, let's make sure that we clip that up and you send that to him so he can hear that. And yes. Then he can look after you a bit better next time you're on top. But yeah, he was obviously there. I don't know him personally. But yeah, they were amazing. The whole band was great. It was a great night. At the nice. Bitterzoet in Amsterdam. And so we're going to play some Marika Hackman. It's one of my albums of the year from Any Human Friend. We are going to play I'm Not Where You Are, which we had a clip of when we were talking to my dad on the phone. And that is the top of the barometer for today here on the Joey Page FUBAR Christmas special. This is Marika Hackman and I Am Not Where You Are.
Don't get what you see. Page on Fubar Radio.
All right, so that was Marika Hackman, the winner of the Brummer of What's Good or Annoying or whatever. The last one of 2019. However, a couple of things off the back of that. First of all, I want to have a quick little chat with Tom, who's my co-host from Husky Loops, with me today, if you've just joined us, about what it's like to see Husky Loops live. Also tell the listeners a little bit about the album, in case someone wants to get somebody a little present, you know, that they, yes, they might want to pick your album up and have a fun Christmas day drawing the album cover, etc. But yeah, in your own words, we'd just like to hear a little bit about what the live experience is seeing Husky Loops. Obviously the album's so diverse, so many different sounds, track to track completely changes. So tell us a bit about what it's like to see you live, and then also a bit about the album itself.
Yeah.
And then off the back of that, we've got something else we're going to do as well. So
awesome. Cool, yeah. The album, it's kind of has reshaped our way of playing live, because, you know, it was written in a with a very producer mindset, mm-hmm. so less than just jamming live in a room. So we kind of had to almost relearn some part or replay some sounds that weren't, you know, that were not just made by jamming, you know.
Yeah, right.
They were more produced. So it was very difficult, but then I think we got to the point where we kind of nailed it, and it became. It became a set that it's very, very versatile. There's a lot of stuff going on, and you know, low, like very, very fast moments and slower ones, and then rappers on stage, because we've had, as I was saying before,
yeah, you're new.
We've had two MCs for the whole tour supporting, and then,
which must be just incredible, like change of dynamic and stuff.
Absolutely, and like the energy that they brought was the key, you know, because they would just perform their opening set, and then they would come on stage, even just not even to yeah, they would do a song with us or a jam with us, mm-hmm. like a grime jam, but then they would just be on stage, just, you know, giving energy and pushing us and pushing the crowd most of all.
Yeah, okay, yeah, and then obviously that feeds back to you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And what about like lights and like how do you mix that up?
Yeah, this time we try to keep it as dark as possible.
Okay.
Because we wanted to like the people to focus on the music. Not that we didn't want it to be seen, but like that we try to keep it as dark. You know, not completely dark, but very low lights, and that was the atmosphere we were trying to get. And next time we need to do an even better lights show. You
and
know?
And if somebody hasn't obviously we played. One of your tracks earlier on in the show, but if say somebody's never heard you before other than that track, explain the album to us.
The thing is, it's hard because so far we've done so many different things, so different, you know, that it's hard to summarize the album with one track. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, so there's a lot of very, very different influences and different sounds, you know. There's some songs that are more that come from more the playing,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
The rock and roll attitude of you know certain sounds, and then other songs that are pure production works, you know, like inspired by hip hop and that then we played as a band after, you know. So it was very challenging, you know, as a musician, it was very challenging to work on it and to follow the vision of this album and. So yeah, I think we did a good job in the end. We were slightly scared at the beginning, you know, because it was a big task to recreate that record as a three piece with no extra musician.
Yeah,
because you know, in the studio you can just add any instrument you want, any sample and anything. Live we're just three, and the only extra thing that is there is a machine that plays samples, but they're all triggered live by Pietro, our drummer. Yeah. So there's no backing track or nothing. It's just Pietro just going, you know, playing every little sound while he's doing the groove with the drums. So it's very challenging.
Well, it is a really diverse, interesting and amazing piece of work, which I told you back in July when you came on. But exactly. It is an album that I have come back to throughout the year, and it is on my list of albums of the year, and just a really great piece of work, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. Amazing.
And it is out now if people want to go and buy it.
And there's a little extra thing,
a pen
about the album. A pen. Yeah, basically Well, the concept, the idea that Daniel, our singer, had was because we spent months just that, you know, trying to think of the right cover for our debut album, and we weren't coming up with anything as strong as the idea that then arrived from him, which was, let's just do something that people can do. Because he had in mind, you know, the concept of letting people interpret music, or, you know, putting their own personality into something inspired by the music they hear, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's just like requiring an interaction, and so it was really good, because the idea came of having a, you know, completely blank cover and having a pen attached.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought it was a crazy idea at the beginning, because who's gonna print it, you know? Like, we're not signed to some big labels with a big budget, so it was like, it's pretty. But then we managed, you know, like with the help of the people we're working with, it was we found out it was doable in the end, and it was really, really great to see it happening. And then that idea inspired so many other ideas. The video of our first single, I Think You're Wonderful, we went around London with an iPad Pro,
yeah,
just showing, like, with headphones, showing to people the song and asking them to draw whatever they felt like when they were listening to the tune for the first time.
Yeah.
So that was the whole idea.
Oh,
and
right.
Then
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then we did the big billboard in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
And also that was amazing, because we just left it there for 2 weeks and with lots of markers attached to it in a box, so people could just draw whatever they wanted to.
I didn't know about this. That's amazing.
It was so good. It worked so well, you know. Like, we spent quite a while there. The first week we were there a lot, you know, trying also to chat to people, and it was amazing. That was, you know, one of the biggest achievements.
And did you film when you were there?
We did film that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can people see that? Where can they see the video for that?
Well, you can see a few clips of that on our Instagram.
Okay.
But we also have a longer footage that we're going to put out soon.
And tell people the Instagram, just in case.
Husky Loops.
Just Husky Loops. Cool.
Just Husky Loops.
Well, yeah. What we're going to do? We're going to play another one of my albums of the year, a track from one of those. And in that time, you and I have got 3 minutes 47 seconds to do, on the bits of paper in front of us, we're going to do a Husky Loops album cover. I'm sure you've done this many times.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play a track from, I think I've got three top albums of the year. I can't really split between them. This is one of them. It's by a band called Wovoka Gentle. They did a takeover show while I was away. Also, I had them on the show. But most importantly, much like yourselves, just like an album where it's really difficult to describe the sounds that are on it. It's two twin sisters, and one of them is married to Will. All three of them, they switch positions on stage throughout the gig, like switch instruments and who's singing, like, continuously throughout the show.
Sick.
They got so many loop pedals. They use a lot of sampled sounds that they've, like, just field recordings of stuff. This is my favourite track from the album. It's called Sin Is Crouching At Your Door. This is Wovoka Gentle. And during this time, we are going to create some Husky Loops album covers.
Sick.
we go. Wovoka Gentle, Sin is Crouching at Your Door from the album Start Clanging Cymbals. Easy for me to say after three very strong ales in the studio. Me and Tom from Husky Loops have been doing our do-it-yourself album covers. So tell us what you have got, Tom. Let's have a look at your one.
So I've no idea why, but I've got this old wizard.
Yeah.
In front of
that's the two ales, you know.
I forgot you didn't have a mic then as well.
I forgot where the mic was.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I drew.
Me too.
I drew like an old kind of wizard-looking character in front of some old towns. You know, these two towers could be Bologna. You know, Bologna is famous for two towers.
Yeah, yeah.
And some landscapes. I don't know. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I've taken it quite literally and then put it into a weird... I feel like my drawing doesn't do it justice, so I'm going to have to explain it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I took the words Husky Loops and sort of literally took them like with a snail or a shell, what's left over if there's nothing inside is a husk.
Oh, that's a snail.
The snail,
right?
Has got out of its shell, and it's surfing the shell on the sea.
Oh, amazing!
Then there's obviously somebody still inside, and he's saying, "I can't speak English." And then the snail that's surfing on top of the shell is saying, "Me neither." That's what I came up with.
That is sick.
So,
amazing.
There we go. That's my interpretation of the album.
That's lovely.
Bearing in mind, I only had a few minutes and the worst pen in the world to do that. But that's what I went for.
Yeah. Now, I was influenced by the song we were listening.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
That's why I went into this kind of tribal kind
nice.
Of...
Nice.
Yeah.
So, something else that I wanted to talk about was off the back of a feature that we recently did, and we're going to do this in a minute because I'm going to give you a chance to think about them, mm-hmm. but I'm going to set them up. But basically, when we did the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever, I'm now going to come to you with some of the worst offenders, because I've been doing this feature all year.
Mm-hmm.
So I banned someone from the show, every single show. And some people I've had to ban more than once, okay? So I'm going to read out the main offenders. We are going to play another one of the albums off my list. I'm going to do a rundown of the whole list as well, so I'm not have time to play everything. And I want you, when we come back, to tell us who you want to ban from the show.
From all
for
the bands.
Life. No, from the three that I'm going to give you. So I'm going to give you three options. Now,
okay.
I know that one of these you're slightly affiliated with because you like a bit of it at karaoke. I read in an interview, so I don't know how this is going to go down. But
that must have been Daniel.
Yeah, right. Well, one of the worst offenders on the barometer of what's good or annoying or whatever this year has been Robbie Williams.
Okay.
He's threatening to do Glastonbury. He's threatening to have a fight with Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
With getting a boxing promoter
involved. A boxing match, yeah. Learned that.
Except Liam Gallagher won't reply to his calls or emails because he's too busy and Robbie Williams' career is basically over.
Yeah.
And also, he's brought out a Christmas album, and one of the songs on it he has done with the boxer Tyson Fury. So he's candidate number one, who I would like to ban from the show forever.
Yeah.
Number two, somebody who, quite frankly, I think should just grow up a bit, right? He's in his 40s now. Already this year, he has won a challenge for eating the biggest breakfast in Margate, right?
Oh, Pete.
Yeah.
Good old Pete.
He's had numerous speeding tickets for the same speeding camera in Margate where he lives.
Right.
And when he went to court, he was bragging about how, oh, I could pay that fine with the royalties that I get every month easily. So then they gave him a bigger fine than they would have done. And also, he got arrested for fighting people in Europe on his European tour, just fighting people in bars.
Fighting a kid or something.
Oh, was it fighting a kid?
Like
even
really
worse.
Young, like teenager or
so
something.
So needs to grow up, as far as I'm concerned. So he's in there. They're not all soft targets this year. And also, I don't know how you feel about this guy, but Dave Grohl.
Ooh.
Now, I think Dave Grohl has become a sort of parody of himself. He likes to go on stage. Like, I just read a story today. I was going to put him straight in the normal barometer, but he's been so many times in it this year, I thought I should save it for this section of the show. When I go and see like a band that I really like, yeah, I don't want them coming out dressed as Father Christmas and being all jolly and mucking around, yeah. I come to see a serious band play serious music. I don't want a man who comes on stage at Glastonbury and says, "I'm going to break the world record for how many times someone said fuck on stage," and then go fuckity fuck fuck. I'm like, just right. You're not a comedian. You're a musician. Pick what one you want to be. I don't think you're taking it seriously. And I think, like, he's the kind of guy, if we was on a night out, you were like, meet my friend Dave, after about 5 minutes, I'd be like, this guy's so annoying. So yeah. For that reason, he's up there for me. I want you to think about them. Who are we going to ban from the show forever? Is it going to be Pete Doherty? Is it going to be Dave Grohl? Or is it going to be Robbie Williams? After this next song, I'm going to get you to give me an answer, okay? Is there anything you want to say before that?
No, it's... No. Let's just play the song.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
So, we're going to play some Ty Segall.
Nice.
It's between this and Crushed Beaks. Crushed Beaks, Ty Segall, and Wovoka Gentle. For me, I couldn't split them as
Shall
a fave.
Shall we go for Ty?
But we're going to go for Ty because it's my favourite live performance I've ever seen. If you want to know why, you can listen back to the show that I did. I think I've waxed lyrical about it enough on the show. And my goodness, we've still got plenty to get through. I want to play another Husky Loop song. Plus, I want to do our David Bowie of the week because we play a David Bowie song every week, which I'm going to let you pick, Tom. But... Nice. In the meantime, we need to drink some more beer. So let's have let's have Taste by Ty Segall as we taste some more fine ales that have been sent in by listener Michelle. You're listening to Joey Page Christmas Special. There we go. How good is that from First Taste? That's Taste by Ty Segall. Goes without saying. One of my records of the year. Right up the top there. So, before we played that, we were just having a little chat about what is going to be banned from the show forever. Robbie Williams. It's like the worst of the worst from the barometer. Robbie Williams, Dave Grohl, Pete Doherty. Tom's deciding. Tom,
I banned from this show for life. Robbie Williams.
Good choice. But that means I've never even... If it comes up in the music news stuff for the barometer, I won't even mention it because he's banned.
Yeah.
I can't ever speak of him again.
You never mention him again. Okay.
Yeah. Great. I think that's an excellent, excellent choice. Why did you pick him?
Because the other two guys were too influential for me growing up.
Good point.
You know, it's... yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie Williams had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which makes you a better human. So there we go.
Yeah.
Now, would you like to... It's a kind of a Christmas tradition here on the show. I'm really scrabbling to get everything done in time. But would you like to hear a little bit of some White Stripes Christmas stuff?
I would absolutely love it.
I play this every year. This is probably the only thing worse than the Robbie Williams... Tyson Fury record, okay? So I've got a clip of this. They released this as a single, The White Stripes.
When was this?
I don't know when it was, but obviously it was when The White Stripes were still a thing. It is Jack White reading The Three Wise Men and then Meg White murdering the hymn Silent Night. So Here we go. Let's see what you think of this, Tom. You ready?
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. But when Herod heard this, he was troubled, and so was all Jerusalem with
him. On in the background.
And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
And then...
Silent night, holy night.
This is from 2002.
Wow.
Terrible, terrible stuff. Right.
I mean, I love them regardless. But
yeah.
I love them to bits, but yeah.
And that's why people shouldn't bring out Christmas stuff. So quickly.
By the way, sorry if I interrupt. Have you ever watched or listened to the Beatles doing the Christmas show?
I haven't, no.
It's so good. They're all on YouTube. Like, every year they would do, for the label, they would do... For the fan club, the official club, fan club, they would do an hour recording of just them, like, being silly and, you know, just chatting and singing Christmas songs and then also jamming.
Nice.
So in the 1968 and 69 version, there's some actual jamming in the room and while they were recording the White Album and Abbey Road... It's amazing. So I recommend everyone to check it out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And for you, I recommend checking out the Chaz and Dave Christmas special on Channel 5, which will undoubtedly be on this Christmas.
Okay.
It's a load of Cockneys in a pub singing loads of different songs with guests. Right, we've got 5 minutes left of the show, and I'm going to try and squeeze two quick songs in. So here we go. We're going to play something else from your album quickly. Handle It. It's the shortest song on the album to squeeze it in. We're going to play Good As Gold quite quickly. So here we go. This is Husky Loops.
Let me dream in the store. I carry the load, I carry the gold.
Listen.
There we go. That's Good as Gold, Husky Loops. One of our albums of the year here on Fubar Radio. Delighted to have had Tom in my company from Husky Loops this whole show. I hope you've enjoyed being here. It's been great having you in as a guest,
buddy.
It's been
really good fun. Really, really good fun.
Now, we always play a David Bowie song on the show. So yeah. In a second, we're going to get you to tell us which one you've picked. First of all, Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the break. If you can't do without us, then you can listen to some old shows on the Fubar Radio website. Second of all, very quickly, my wife's going to be making the tiramisu. Have you got one quick tip that you can give her to make it good?
Use chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yeah, on the top.
On the top, like in little
not
pieces.
Not powder.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Not powder, chocolate. That's my tip.
Okay, now you have picked Breaking Glass by David Bowie.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about it?
It's got one of the grooviest bass lines I've ever heard in my life, and it's just one of my favorite. It's from one of my favorite Bowie's album, Low.
Lovely.
And it's amazing.
Well, Tom, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry
listeners.
Christmas to you and to everyone listening. And lots of love.
Lovely stuff. I'll be putting up all my albums of the year on my Instagram if you want to find out what they are. This is Breaking Glass by David Bowie, a live version. Merry Christmas. Bye. You're such a